This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump still won't say if he intends to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who got a court permission to search the office of his personal attorney.
I think it's really a sad situation when you look at what happened. And many people have said you should fire him. Again, they found nothing.
Trump called the raid an attack on our country and a whole new level of unfairness. According to the Washington Post, Michael Cohen is under federal investigation for possible bank fraud, wire fraud, and campaign finance violations. The U.S. State Department told VOA that suspected chemical weapons attacks in Douma, Syria, have left up to 85 people dead and more than 1,000 injured. Cindy Sain has more.
At a special session of the U.N. Security Council, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said she could have brought pictures of the innocent victims to show, but she was now beyond showing pictures of dead babies in Syria.
History will record this as the moment when the Security Council either discharged its duty or demonstrated its utter and complete failure to protect the people of Syria.
Earlier Monday, President Donald Trump condemned the heinous attack on Syrians. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Global equity markets rallied and the Japanese yen fell on Tuesday as Chinese President Xi Jinping's promise to cut import tariffs eased investor concerns about an escalating U.S.-China trade row. Speaking at the Boao Forum for Asia, President Xi vowed to open China's economy and protect intellectual property of foreign firms, and he criticized isolationism. This is VOA News. The daughter of former double agent Sergei Skripal has been released from the hospital. Dr. Christine Blanchard made the announcement on Tuesday. She also provided an update on her father.
Although he's recovering more slowly than Yulia, we hope that he too will be able to leave hospital in due course.
Blanchard said that this is not the end of Yulia's treatment, but marks a significant milestone. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg heads to Congress Tuesday and Wednesday to answer questions following the revelations that the Trump-affiliated political firm Cambridge Analytica accessed the data of as many as 87 million users on the site during the 2016 presidential campaign. Catherine Gibson has a preview.
Lawmakers will want to know if Facebook violated a 2011 agreement with the Federal Trade Commission, promising users that third-party apps could only access information needed to function. While Facebook could face substantial fines if it was in violation, Congress will also be looking at how Facebook plans to protect users' privacy in the future. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Malaysia will be going to the polls on May the 9th. Dhruv T.K. Carr has more.
Razak dissolved the country's parliament last Friday, paving the way for the May elections. Analysts, however, predict he could run into trouble with former mentor and Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, now an arch political rival, running in opposition. Despite that, there are also opposition worries over plans to redraw electoral boundaries recently approved by the country's parliament. Civil rights groups have also slammed the Electoral Commission over its decision to host the poll on a weekday, saying that could reduce voter turnout on the day and turn the vote in the ruling party's favor.
That was Dhruv T.K. Carr. The United States has begun construction of a new border wall in Santa Teresa, New Mexico. Ryan Brooks has that story.
A 20-mile section of basic fencing known as a vehicle barrier is now due to be replaced by what's known as a bollard fence, up to 30 feet high. However, people on the Mexican side of the wall told Reuters it was still possible to get through barriers despite the upgrades. Construction of this section is set to run for around 400 days. And the U.S. Border Patrol says it will cost nearly $75 million.
That was reporter Ryan Brooks. The United States welcomed a push by some EU states to impose new sanctions on Iran and warned firms considering doing business with the Islamic Republic that they could be funding militant groups and regional instability. U.S. President Donald Trump has set European allies a May 12th deadline to revamp an international deal agreed with Tehran in 2015 that lifted international sanctions against Iran in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.